didn't seem there was anything stopping the Jaguars from making the playoffs at the end of the 1996 season. Their improbable run from 4-7 to 8-7 had them on the door of the postseason in only their second NFL season. Certainly not the Atlanta Falcons, who at 3-12 were one of the worst teams in the league. Those Falcons, though, made ending the Jaguars' four-game winning streak their mission. The Jacksonville offense moved the ball, but couldn't find the end zone, settling for four Mike Hollis field goals and just 19 points. Atlanta stayed close behind the power running of Craig Ironhead Hayward, who pounded the Jags defense and helped the Falcons convert on third down. His two-yard touchdown run with less than 6 minutes to play made the game uncomfortably close at 19-17. The Jaguars then might as well have stood on the sidelines. The offense went three and out with the game hanging in the balance, and the defense couldn't keep Bobby Hebert from marching 57 yards down the field, setting up what seemed like an easy game winner for Morton Anderson. What happened next would send Jaguars fans into a frenzy.
From 31 yards, there's the snap, the placement, the kick is up, it's on the way, and it's no good! It's no good!
Oh my God!
It's no good! Morton Anderson is missed! And the Jaguars are going to the playoffs!
Oh my goodness!
That miss gave the Jaguars their fifth consecutive win and sent them to Buffalo for a wild card showdown with the Bills. It remains the most iconic play in franchise history.
How about those Jaguars?